guest tonight, an author and filmmaker whose work includes Stupid White Men, Roger and Me, and TV Nation. His latest film is Bowling for Columbine.
I'm here to open up an account.
Okay, what type of account would you
like? I want the account where I can get the free gun.
You do a CD and we'll hand you a gun. We have a whole brochure here that you can look at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Once we do the background check and everything,
it's
yours to go.
Okay. All right, well, that's the account I'd like to open.
We have a vault, which at all times we keep at least 500 firearms.
500 of these you have in your vault?
In our vault.
Wow.
We have to do a background check.
At the bank here? Or?
At the bank, which we are a licensed firearm dealer.
Oh, you are.
Please welcome Michael Moore. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
It's been a whirlwind few months for you, my friend.
Yeah.
And you seem as enthusiastic about it as I am.
I don't know. It's been good. It's been a good year. Yeah. Well, what are you supposed to say? How have you been doing?
You're supposed to say this. I rule.
No, I don't feel that way.
No,
I feel very
tired.
Very tired.
Sad.
And I feel privileged too. I mean, to get to have this kind of life and do the work I want to do. I mean, that's as
what kind of life do you have?
What
are you talking about here? You.
I could be back.
Are you going to Hooters? What kind of fun are you having? So let's get right into the business. Are we going to war? Is that what the deal is? Are we going to Iraq? In your opinion, what's going down?
We have to go to Iraq.
Seriously?
Oh, well, of course.
Right to Baghdad, or how are we going to do it?
Well, look, I mean, if you were president of the United States, and I mean president of the United States,
all right, sir.
You know, and let's say you've been president for a couple of years, mm-hmm. and the country's lost 2 million jobs, the stock market is down to nothing, and you get all this down,
mm-hmm.
and the deficit is now what do we got, like $200 billion deficit when we had a surplus before?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? I mean, to get people's minds off this, you would create weapons of mass distraction, and that's what's going on here.
Here's why I'm not president.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I'd just do a dance.
You would just dance, yeah.
I'd go, look at me! Right. I'm dancing!
Right.
Do you really think now, honestly, you honestly believe that this the attack on Iraq is purely based on a distraction from a tumbling economy as opposed to a more ideological focus on security or Saddam Hussein? You think it's more of a distraction than that?
It's the distraction, and it's the desire to have control of the second largest supply of oil in the world. That's exactly what it is. Look, Saddam Hussein is not a good guy. This is a bad guy, but there's a whole list of bad guys. They were passing the list around in your dressing room.
You know what's crazy? Can you imagine if Saddam Hussein, actually, there are people who are like, I don't know, he's always nice to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if there's somebody who's
exactly.
like, you know, like, the guy's always been good to me.
But that's why North Korea got involved in this, because
here
they were named as the third wheel on the axis of evil,
mm-hmm.
completely ignored, right, for months after being named to the axis. And all of a sudden, they're over here going, hello, hello, we've got the bomb. We already have it. Yeah, you don't even know if he's got it, but we've got it. Hello, over here. You know, and you could just see the Bush administration going, shut the f*** up. You know, shut the f***. Just, who let them into the axis of evil? It's like.
So you don't think we're going to attack North Korea then? There will be no attack on North Korea.
Well, of course not.
Because no oil?
No, because a lot of us would die.
So we're not attacking them because
they're good.
It doesn't
help getting reelected when you kill off a lot of the voters. All right? It's important to have those people come home and vote for you. So you got a million-man army in North Korea. All right? Nobody's going to bother.
But can I tell you, though, also, though? They're tiny. I've seen the president. It is a million tiny man army.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, how tall are you, John? All right. I mean, no. My point being, you are the most dangerous man on television. So, at your height. So,
Kim Jong Il. You know, it's interesting that you know, why don't the American people then, if the case is the oil, like, what's your position on Arianna Huffington, for instance, saying SUVs are an unpatriotic vehicle to be driving?
Well, I agree with that.
Oh.
Well, look.
But let's say you needed that space that extra space for doggy beds.
Or the VCR with a TV in the back, the big screen TV.
Sometimes people need to be distracted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, when they're driving.
But can't you go down that slippery slope that we're all basically guilty of excesses just by living here? Isn't it hard to define one group of consumers above others as being most responsible?
No, I think the point is that the oil, 25% of our oil comes from Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And her point, and the point of these people who've been running these ads, is that 15 of the 19 hijackers are from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabian money funded 9/11, the attack. And it's the thing we still tiptoe around that we don't really talk about.
Right.
That what exactly was the Saudi involvement in this attack? And was it, in fact, a military attack against the United States? Not a bunch of crazed terrorists running around in the desert, but actual...
Well, then, now that's a conspiracy. That's a theory I hadn't even heard.
Well, it's not
that these guys
it,
were...
It exists. I mean, everybody knows. If 15 of the 19 hijackers had been Cuban, would you have said that the Bolivians attacked us?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Why go after Iraq when it's Saudi Arabia?
Well, yeah. Right. And, of course, you see, Bush forgot to do job one, which was catch the guy who did this. Right. So instead of just catching the one guy who did this and the few others of his people who may be here,
right.
Instead, let's go invade a nation of 20 million people. Now, I mean, I don't know about you. I'm a fairly lethargic person. I'll always choose the path. You also, right?
Are you kidding me?
You go the path of least resistance, right?
My ass is numb.
There you go. All right. So if I were to say to you, here's your mission, John. You get to either catch one guy or invade a nation of 20 million. You know, I mean, which would you choose? This Bush hasn't done his job. Everybody knows he hasn't done his job. Those of us who live in New York City are no safer than we were a year ago.
What?
We all.
I'm not having you on here anymore.
You didn't get the memo on this.
I didn't get the memo at all. Well, I know you got to run off. You're getting a nice award tonight for bowling for Columbine from
The National Board of Review.
Well, that congratulations to you. It's really fun. We enjoy it.
Thank you,
Michael Moore. Everybody, bowling for Columbine.
Thank you very much.